This is Solve It for Kids.
Hello, my amazing and curious friends. My name is Jennifer, the Dean of all things STEM and STEAM, and this is Solve It for Kids, the podcast that gives kids and families a peek inside the real world of scientists, engineers, and experts as they solve problems in their jobs using creativity, cooperation, and critical thinking. And now please welcome to the show my podcast partner, Galactic Space Geek, Jeff Gagne.
Hello, Jennifer, and hello, listeners. Today, we have got a cool episode because we aren't going to space. We stay here on Earth, but we get to talk about an animal everybody loves.
Oh, exactly. So what problem are we solving today?
How do dolphins recognize humans?
How do dolphins recognize humans? This is a great question. Who do we have as our guest today to answer it, Jeff?
Our guest today is the wonderful Grisella Mora. She is a dolphin trainer in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Welcome to the show, Grisella.
Hey, everyone. I'm very glad. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very excited.
Well, we are excited to have you, and we get to talk about one of my favorite topics, too, which is the ocean and the animals that reside inside of it. Yes. I'm curious, did you always know you wanted to be a dolphin trainer, even when you were a kid?
Well, you know, when you're a kid, you either want to be president or you want to be an astronaut or something like that. Honestly, I never thought I was going to end up working with dolphins. I didn't even have a memory of me seeing dolphins when I was little. But I got to tell you, when I first saw, touched, fed a dolphin, I knew that was what I wanted to do for life. So that was when I was 18.
That's awesome.
You're never too old for dreaming.
That's awesome. I was just going to ask, how old were you? So you were 18. And what was it? Were you on vacation? How did you get your first experience with a dolphin?
Well, I am a photographer. Honestly, okay. I'm a photographer. Ah. So I started working for the photo staff in these dolphin place that you visit, Jeff. So okay. The very first time I saw them, and I was literally you standing over there seeing at the dolphins doing their thing, seeing at the trainers doing their thing too, and I was like super impressed. So I was like,
yes,
wow, this is something so cool, and I wanted to learn more. So I asked for the chance to volunteer for the trainers.
Oh,
they okay. gave me the chance. So I was volunteering with them for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And then here I am.
So what do you love most about dolphins? Is it just dolphins in particular, or do you like all kind of animal creatures?
Well, I do love all animals. Sea animals are definitely my favorite. I love the ocean and everything that goes along with the ocean. But dolphins, they're just a special. I don't know. There's something like, it's so amazing for me that I get to spend every day with them and a bunch of time with them.
Yes.
It's like so, yes, you can get your relationship with your pets, with your cat, with your dog. But having a nice relationship with a big animal and a super smart animal like a dolphin is just amazing. That's what I love the most, how I can get to connect with them in a way that you cannot imagine you can have a connection with an animal.
So that's so cool. What you actually just mentioned, the relationship that you have with them as their trainer and working with them every day, leads us right into our main question of how do dolphins recognize you humans? I was fascinated to learn this answer.
Yeah, well, as you could tell, they're super, super smart, and body language is different, right?
Ah,
and
okay.
The shapes of our bodies are different too. So I'm the shortest of the right. team, of course, every dolphin knows I am. But also, you know, like they can tell, like, this is thinner, this one walks funny. Let me tell you a story. I think yeah. I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you, Jeff. I believe I did, but if I don't, here's a story. So we've made a research about, you know, in training.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to know how good they can tell us apart, right?
Right.
So we made this search, which is, we named the Who Am I behavior. So imagine that instead of putting a name, introducing yourself with a name to the dolphin, you introduce yourself with a behavior to the dolphin. So every time the dolphins see you, they relate a behavior with this person, right?
Okay.
So when I got to the alpha male, his name is Due, like the number two in Italian.
Right.
Okay. To do in another facility that I was working, I was introducing myself to him, and the behavior I got to be was wave. So whenever I got in, I got there and asked him, who am I? He was supposed to wave. But there was this other girl whose body complexion was like very similar to mine.
Okay.
So he got confused. Okay. And the fun part is that when I was a kid, I broke my arm, my left arm.
Oh.
So my left arm doesn't stretch like regularly, you know, like it is bended forever.
Right.
So okay. I put my arm in front of the dolphin and I was like, baby, it's me. So when I asked again, what am I? He was like, oh, it's the weasel with the short hand. Yes, I know it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
that blew my mind. Like, they can really tell us apart by little differences.
That is fascinating. That's so cool. So I guess I'm curious, how did you start training? So you volunteered for a while and then you became a trainer, but I'm assuming you yourself had to go through a lot of training to learn how to do that. Yes?
Yes. Well, in Mexico, we don't have universities that offers any kind of exotic animal training or stuff like that. What these companies have done, they gave us all the information we needed. And they trained us to be trainers. And right now, there is this big association that started only with Mexican facilities of dolphins. Okay. But now we're moving on into different parts of the world. You know, we got to Spain, we got to the U.S., we got to Cuba. So this is named Asociación Mexicana de Especialistas en Mamíferos Marinos. All right? In Spanish. Mexican Marine Mammal Specialist Association.
Okay.
All right? But now we're Mexican. We're just worldwide, which is pretty cool. So this association offers every couple of weeks, like trainings, like classes, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Like refresh our knowledge. And it's not just training, it's also medical stuff. Not just dolphins, but also, I don't know, sea otters or elephants. And now we are no longer just marine animals, but also any kind of animals. So that's really cool.
That's fun.
Okay. So since you just mentioned that, I don't want to drift too far away from dolphins, but is training dolphins similar to training other animals, or is it different in some ways?
It's really the same. The technique we use is named operan conditioning, which is basically you gave an exchange of something the animal loves for the behavior they're performing. All right.
Okay.
Like when you are asking your dog to sit, you're going to give a treat or you're going to give them lots of love. It's literally the same way. That is the same technique.
Okay.
You definitely handed off a lot of snacks to Kobe when we were there.
And let me tell you something right now. We added a few pounds more to that diet since you get there.
Oh, wow. So can you tell us, people might be familiar with training your dog. Can you tell us a few of the cool tricks or things, behaviors, I guess, that you get the dolphins to do?
Well, definitely all of the high energy behaviors, like doing somersaults, backflips, spinners, and stuff like that.
Yes.
My favorite part has been doing cognitive training. It's like if we teach math to the dolphins. An example, we can ask them to add 2, 3, or 4 behaviors on the same time.
Oh, wow.
And then separate them, put them back together, or the one, like, you know, twist them all over. Like the one you did at first, you're going to do it at last, but the one you did at last, you're going to do it at first. And it's a sequence of 4 different behaviors. So that is really my favorite part. Right now, I'm working, you met Kobe, Jeff, and I'm working with him a little bit with this cognitive training. I am teaching him behavior that we named wait and go. So usually when you ask any behavior, let's pretend you have a dog and you want to your dog to spin around and you tell spin and they are going to spin right away.
Right.
Well, when you add wait, you got to spin and then you say go. Then the dog starts spinning. That's the same thing that I want to do with my hobby. Or an example, when you're teaching them to wait a little bit to go for their bowl of food, it's like you have them sitting over there waiting until you said okay or go. Or it is the same. So that's what I'm working with Kobe.
That's awesome. Wow.
It really is. Kobe did so many different tricks, both from the what you were talking about with somersaults and jumping out of the water and splashing all of us with his tail to the tiniest little motions of either cuddling up right next to whichever guest you wanted him to do or giving us that kiss on the cheek. It is incredible just how much body control the dolphins have, and they know exactly what you want to do. That has to be super rewarding when, as you as a trainer, sort of make that connection with a dolphin. Can you explain that a little bit?
You must have a very strong relationship with them. So you can do everything safe for dolphins and for guests. Right. And yes, it's like super rewarding seeing like that little baby that I started working with when he knew very minimum stuff, or he knew like a lot, but he was, you know, he's a baby, just like kids. They do everything like super fast and super excited. So I think like, okay, you gotta calm down. Don't push people. Everything's gonna be okay. Like finally see those results for me. It really fills my heart with a bunch of joy and love. Like I'm a proud mama.
That's great. So I'm curious. So they learn, you guys, because you are the trainers, do you have to do something to kind of train them to be around all of the extra people that you have come in? Because like Jeff said, his daughter Zoe was able to hug Kobe and whatever. Is there a certain kind of training you have to do with the animals to make sure that they're okay with these strangers?
Yes, definitely. We name that desensitization.
Okay.
And it's literally get them to be used to other, you know, different people because they're very used to us. And I can just jump in the water with him and swim with him. But if a stranger comes around and jumps in, he's going to be like, what are you going on? So in order for them to be ready, we do a lot of training sessions. First with ourselves, the main trainer goes in the water with the dolphin and starts touching them a lot and, you know, starting to get them comfortable with that environment and then inviting more to join you. And little by little, every behavior, you start training with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You start teaching them with yourself. And then you add an extra stimulus, we name it, an extra person, an extra something for the dolphin to perform the behavior with that person, right? That's how we start. We start first with us, and then we are adding little by little more people. An example, when Kobe started doing these interactive programs, there was not big groups of 8 or 9 people, which that's our tops, eight or nine.
Okay,
right.
But he started with like 2 person or 3.
Right.
Okay.
Like super, super small groups and people that we see that they were like very, you know, that they were going to be helpful for the training and make it easier for the dolphin. So it's like the calmest thing and the most rewarding thing too for them.
Yeah, that's good. Right. That's good.
Okay. So you were just describing a little bit about your favorite part of the training, the cognitive stuff that you're learning. And I remember when my family was there with you, there were several different dolphins. There were a bunch of different dolphins with different groups of different activities going on. So all the dolphins were not doing all of the same things. Does each dolphin have their own personality in that you can tell as trainers that they like certain things more than others? Like, I don't really like to do those tricks, so maybe you don't put them with certain groups?
Definitely, yes. They all have their groups. They're like any children, literally. So Kobe doesn't really mind. He's very calm. He's very sweet. He's very patient. But there is another dolphin, an example. I always like to put his mommy as an example, because even though they're mother and son, is like any human mother and son. They're totally different. So his mom doesn't have that much patience, right? So we try to put the groups that are going to be, you know, that the dolphins are going to be comfortable with.
Right.
So an example, Nawi, that's the name of his mom. She doesn't like when people like grab her so hard or,
right,
you know, when they're the platforms where people is hanging is very slippery. So people sometimes is falling and they grab the dolphin like super strong. Ooh. And his mom is like, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But Kobe is not really like that. He's like, oh, this is okay. I can handle it. So yeah, we tried a lot to like please our dolphins, to make it fun, to make it easy, and they can enjoy it too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
So I'm curious. I mean, I know it's probably different for every dolphin and for every like behavior, but can you give us kind of an idea how long it takes to train a dolphin for a behavior?
Well, it depends a lot on the skills you have as a trainer.
Okay.
And the personality of the dolphin, what they like the most, what they don't really like, and how often you are training the behavior. As I was telling you, I am working with Kobe, the weight angle. He's like the stay. He doesn't really love the par pretty much. So he's been working on that for quite a long now. Also, because it's not just one behavior. He needs to understand the concept of weighing.
Oh, right.
All of the behaviors, right? But I can tell you that he do loves doing jumps. So on the past 2 weeks, we've been working on a backflip. And we are probably on 70% of the behavior.
Okay.
So okay.
We are going fast on that one. He really loves those kind of tricks. So it depends on each of them.
Well, that's good.
Okay. So we all hear about dolphins are very smart animals, sort of. I think if you asked any person, like, name some of the smartest animals, dolphins would be at the top.
Yeah.
Just how smart are we talking? Is it, I was fascinated to learn that they can differentiate and understand which trainer is which trainer. And they know so many different tricks with what seemed like to me, and I thought I was trying to pay good attention to you as a trainer, you were doing like hardly any motions at all. Like, you didn't have to act out like, okay, Kobe, spin around, and you were spinning. You made a little sound or a little hand motion, and Kobe went off and did whatever you want. You know, could dolphins be trained to do more synchronous things, like together?
Yeah, yes. An example, well, a very simple, let's say, like that behavior, send them all together for a jump.
Right.
Even though they are like, you know, you have the shape of the pool, which is kind of rounded, and all of the dolphins are in different positions, right? And an example, the dolphin that was kind of in front of us was like giving backs to Kobe, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when we send them all together for a jump, they find each other's in the middle and they do a perfect jump, all of them together on the same
spot.
So, yes.
Okay. Okay. I have never personally seen that. So that is super cool to know. It really is. It was fascinating. I get that I visited there while we were on a cruise. So obviously, you know, we had our time slot. And then after we're done, there's other folks. My family and I were walking out as slow as humanly possible. So I could just have my head turned and watch all of the dolphins doing all of the tricks. It really was fascinating.
Yeah. See, they're just awesome. Like, not even just the training behaviors they do, but all the natural behaviors they're showing. they blow your mind. They behave like humans sometimes.
Okay, question. So when you're not training, let's say you're done for the day, the cruise ship is gone, all the people are bagging out. Do you sort of catch your dolphins practicing or doing some of the tricks on their own just to play?
Let me tell you something. The reason why I started working on the backflip with Kobe is because he was showing it off by himself.
Wow, that's time. Fantastic.
I was okay. Like, I saw water, you know, splashing water. I was like, who's doing that? And then I saw Kobe doing that backflip, and not just the backflip, but also a spinner. So I was like, who taught you that? Obviously, it was not me who taught you that. So I was like, okay, I think I can take advantage of this.
Yeah. That was going to be my question, is do they learn by watching other dolphins do things, do you think?
Yes, definitely. And it happens a lot when they're together with their moms.
Right.
They start mimicking their moms. So they see mommy performing, getting food and getting toys and getting, you know, rubbings. So they start showing the same things.
That's like kids. That's how it works. I had three. You know, the second one sees the first one do something and then get a reward and like, oh, hey, that looks good. I could do that too. It's the same kind of thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're just like that.
I know we've been talking for a while. I know we're getting towards the end. Is there a specific trick or is there something that you would like to do with Kobe sometime in the future? Something that you are building up towards? I know you just mentioned the backflip, but is there something, and he kind of led you to that, you just let us know. Is there something you have in mind that you would like to teach him?
Well, it's hard for me to pick just one thing that I would love to teach him, you know. But for me, the things that I enjoy the most of training are the cognitive training. So I would really love to take Kobe to a very nice level of cognitive training. There is this behavior a lot. When we test the memory of the dolphins, you know, how long they can hold information.
Right.
So the dolphin who kept more information, like information for the most time, she kept it for like 48 hours, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So I would like to hold me to that point.
That's awesome. Impressive. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I know this has been such a great episode and we've been learning so much about dolphins, but we are kind of at that time where we ask our guest to give our listeners a challenge. And I'm really curious what your challenge is going to be, Griselda.
Okay, so as I said before, at the end of the day, our goal is to educate people, to educate our kids, to build a better future for everyone, not just our animals, but also our kids. So I would like to invite all of our friends to build something out of recyclable things. We're talking about dolphins, so how about a sea creature?
Oh, I like that.
Excellent.
You can go either for a dolphin, an octopus, or any animal that you love, but must be out of recyclable stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I like it. That. I think that would be cool. And you know, if anybody does that, you should send us the pictures because then we can share them with Griselda. And I'm sure you'd love to see what people, what kids come up with. Yes, that would be great. Oh my gosh. Yes. This has been such fun. Thank you so much for being on the show and teaching us all about dolphins.
Yes, Griselda. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. My daughter still loves her Kobe. Right here. She had to leave Cabo San Lucas with a dolphin because she absolutely had so much fun with you. We learned so much about dolphins. And, you know, I would take a whole nother cruise ship back to Cabo just to come do it again.
Yep. Thank you for being on Solve It for Kids.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
Such a fun trip to visit Griselda, to be with the dolphins, and to get to swim around with Kobe. And this episode feels like it brought me right back there. So I hope it did for you too. Dolphins are such amazing animals that it just opens my mind that all animals really are super fascinating when you sort of step into their world to start to learn more about them. What do you think, Jen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I loved learning about all the different things about how dolphins recognize humans, but yeah, it kind of takes you broader. Like, how do other animals recognize humans? Like dogs and cats and all these different kinds of things. Griselda was so amazing with what she did with the dolphins, and I love her challenge, which kind of takes us right into the whole, you know, keeping the earth clean and everything like that. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. Create something out of recycled materials, which we already love, but then potentially creating a sea creature, maybe your favorite. She even mentioned it'd be great if it's a dolphin, but it doesn't have to be.
Yes.
There's sharks and turtles and jellyfish and all sorts of things that are out there. We would love to see what you create, wouldn't we, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you make one of these sea creatures, we would love to see it. Tag us on our social media. We're at KidSolve at Facebook, X, and Instagram. And don't forget to check out our website, solveitforkids.com, where we'll have some pictures of Griselda with the dolphins, and we'll also have some book suggestions. And we'll have information about how you, too, can help keep the ocean clean and be very ocean friendly in everything that you do.
I love that. Can't wait to see what you do. In between now and then, I think Jen and I are going to be collecting our recyclables so we can make something like a sea creature. Until next time, you'll hear Jen and Jeff on
Solve It for Kids.